evening. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is ready emergency traffic. Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on April 21st this month at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Caller Street, Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleARC.com. Are there any EchoLink stations wishing to check in? Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
Fizz.
KD2AIT, good evening.
WA2U, good evening.
KA2ZNZ.
KC2YXN, good evening.
Well, there's four. I hit the jackpot tonight. Okay, we've got KC2YXN, KA2ZNZ, WA2U, and KD2AIT. We'll start with you, Jeff. How are you doing?
Good evening. It's KD2AIT. Doing good. Let's see. What do we have to do today? We worked, and boy, we got outside, too. It was nice. Went for a jog with my son, and we had a good time with that. It was a little muddy here and there, but it wasn't too bad up on the towpath. And I went out with the wife there for a walk later on in the afternoon, too. It was just still nice. So it really felt like spring today, and I hope it continues. So that's about it. So it's KD2AIT, back to net.
Okay, Jeff, it certainly was a gorgeous day today. I enjoyed it myself. Well, I'm glad you got out and got a little exercise and at least got to be out in the sun for a bit. That's a rarity lately, but maybe it's a sign of things to come, I hope. All right, well, thanks for checking in, Jeff. WA2U, John, what's going on?
Well, good evening to everyone, WA2U, those on the net and those out there listening. Boy, what an interesting day. I think it was up around 60 or something here, but let's see, got together with our friends Mark and Sandy, and we went up to their house, and we walked across Hinckley Reservoir here, walked around on the lake quite a bit, and it was kind of interesting. Into the, you know, the lake is down quite a bit, and kind of interesting walking in the area, some places where we'd probably be like 30 foot underwater if it was filled up. So we did that and came back up, came over here to the house, and believe it or not, we put our snowshoes on, and Kathy and I and Mark and Sandy went into our camp, and Mark and I worked on the wood stove. We got the stove pipe all together and put the screws in all the sections and had everything measured up, so that went fine, and put the door on the stove and did some insulating, and Kathy and Sandy were doing some stuff outside. So it was definitely an outdoor day, and we'll probably sleep well. So we left camp and hiked out. Had a sled with some supplies on that stuff. It's just kind of funny thinking April 2nd we're snowshoeing. It's the only way you could get in and out of the camp. But beautiful day for it. So, turn it back over to you, Bob. We'll say good evening to everyone, WATU.
Okay, John. Well, it sounds like you had a lot of exercise today, and you got out too to enjoy the sun and get out on the lake a little bit. That part scares me. There isn't much that does, but I stay off doggone lakes. I think that's probably in part when I was a kid, an episode had happened one time there, and don't really get into that too much anymore. So, well, thanks for checking in. Sounds like you had a good day, and the temperature was there to help us out and prove it was spring coming. Okay, John, you have a good one. 7-3. And we'll move on to Jack, K2, ZNZ.
Yeah, good evening, Bob, and everybody on board. Good to hear everybody there tonight. Yeah, we had a beautiful day down this way, too. We had a high of 62, and right now we're about 55. But it did clear up as the day went on, as the afternoon went on, I should say. But irregardless, it was a beautiful day. John's comments about walking across Hinkley Reservoir brought back some memories. Over the years we had a place up on First Lake in Old Forge. We used to do the same thing in the spring. Of course, the ice was extremely thick at that time. And we used to walk all the First Lake and everything else up there. Okay, that's about it from down here. 7-3's all around. K-O-2-Z-N-Z.
Jake, sound like you had a warm day today. I don't know if it got that warm here, but I know it did make it in the 50s anyway, and even 45 with the sun out would have been just super, but it was a wonderful day, and I'm glad you get out to enjoy it also. I think everyone that had the opportunity to do it did, and that makes it all worthwhile. All right, well, 73 to you. You have a good evening. And we'll move along to KC2YXN. Kathy, how you doing?
KC2YXN here. Well, good evening, Bob. Thanks for doing the net this evening. And, yep, we had a great time. Oh, just to feel the sun on your skin. Oh, we just, friend and I just stood there right in front of the path in the sun and stood there like a couple of lizards. So. But that was great. So, but great to hear everybody in. And hope everybody has a nice evening, too. 73, and hope folks will join me tomorrow evening. KC2YXM.
Okay, Kathy. Yeah, it sounds like you just enjoyed it, too, along with friends, and that's the way to do it. Nice warm day and a good opportunity to get out into it. Yeah, I'll tell you what, we get back early enough, I'll certainly check in. Friday's usually our day. We get out and get away for a little bit, have dinner and do whatever, spend a little time out for a while. Sounds good. And you take care. Have a wonderful evening. 73. This is N5ALW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Anyone else care to join us?
N2PFM with a late check-in.
KC2NBU.
Hey, we've got two more. George, how you doing? Got N2PFM, KC2NBU with Ray. What's going on, George?
Well, good evening, Bob, and that whole crew, Jack, and everybody else out there. It came in late, doing some work around here. Well, we got a beautiful day here. It only got up to 52, and we had a low this morning of 25. In fact, with freezing rain this morning, if you can believe it. It came out beautiful today, and my buddy Ralph, he purchased a 37 farm wall, and we did get it running, a little sputtering like crazy, and walking all the way for the 5.5 miles up to my property, Then we had to go to Flight's Farm Supply to get the points, plugs, and cap rotor and all that good stuff like we used to use with the vehicles years ago, decades ago even. And forgetting on that tomorrow. And it was just so gorgeous out there today, would have been a shame for anyone to stay in, for sure. With temperature here, as I say, it only got up to, only up to 52. But so what, at least the snow's going, so we'll be gone, and be getting a lot of stuff put in. So with that, we'll say God bless in 73s, and 2, PSM clear.
Okay, George. Yeah, it was gorgeous today, and I think the temperature here, pretty much to what you experienced there, I think it was in the low to mid-50s maybe, but that was just great. I enjoyed every bit of it when I was out. So, well, 73, thanks for checking in. KC2NBU, Ray, how you doing?
Good, we got 50 degrees and just getting the trash out for tomorrow. Tomorrow's garbage day, and it's starting to rain again. I started getting a little bit wet, so just doing some paperwork and gonna call it a day.
Yeah, I can understand that, right? And that, I think with the forecast they were talking about rain and then turning to snow, and I hope they're wrong with that. I hope it doesn't get down cool enough to have the changeover. We could use a little bit of rain to help us out with this. And maybe pass it on to the wayside for next year. I think we've all seen enough snow for one winter. Well, you have a good one. I'm glad you got to enjoy the day a bit. 73, you have a good evening. And I'll make another call, see if anyone else cares to join us. This is N5AOW. Well, I got out a bit. Got some snow, remaining snow pushed off a couple of things where it was just hanging, worked on the ice a little bit in the overhang, but you know, that looked deadly and I left it alone. I fractured it in a couple of spots, crucial one. Having it fall down in pieces as opposed to one big lump. I had about a 10-foot section come off of the front roof this afternoon and it sounded like a howitzer went off. It made a thunderous crash. You know, I didn't want to see a case where somebody gets under that going in around the door. But it was an excellent day. I enjoyed every bit of it. Like Jeff said, a little muddy here and there, but it's normal. We're going to have that for a little bit too, but I welcome it coming. Had enough of this white stuff, had enough of the ice, and I'm just ready for flowers, green grass, and even get the lawnmower going. So with that, that was my day. I'll make a final call, see if anyone else cares to check in. This is N5AOW. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Bring on, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net, return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Jeff, John, Jack, Kathy, George, and Ray for checking in, all those that listen tonight, 73 to everyone. This is N5AOW clear.
WN2IJ, listen. WN2IJ, listen. John or Kathy, are you
stations that would like to check in tonight, whether without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations, come now, please.
This is. And to WBX, good evening.
And to WBX, good evening, Dennis. Thank you for checking in. Looking for additional stations with or without traffic.
This is WA2U. Good evening, Jack.
WA2U. Hello, John. Well, hi, KFE as well. Any other stations with or without traffic? Any other stations correct then tonight with or without traffic? Thank you both for tagging in. Much appreciated. 7-3's to both. And all the listeners on the side. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2000.